Hey, how's everybody doing? I'm Sean Thompson. Thanks for checking in. I really appreciate that. You know, today's renovation rundown, I want to talk to the home improvement professionals out there. I think we got some good content for you, and I'm really going to hopefully give you some good value to participating with lenders when you're doing renovation loans. But before we get to that, hey, find us on iTunes, All Things Sean Thompson. Comment, rate us, like us, share us. You could also find us on Instagram at FHA203K, on Twitter at 203K, and Find Renovation Financing on Facebook, or Find Renovation Financing on YouTube as well. So contractors, let's get real here, okay? I want to tell you about a couple of things that are really going to help you out through this. We work with a ton of home improvement professionals like yourself, all right? And there's some strain sometimes, and I want to help you with that. All right, so I'm going to clarify four things for you today that are really going to make it a whole lot easier for you to, number one, participate, number two, get validated, and number three, have a great project after you close and get paid. All right, fair enough? You with me on that? Cool. So here's what we're going to talk about first, upfront money. All right, that seems to be one of the biggest sticking points to renovation lending is, I don't get any money up front. I don't get any. And customers tell us, my contractor wants money up front. There are specific renovation programs where you can get money up front. All right, there are certain jobs where we'll pay you half of the project up front before you begin. There are also other jobs where we will pay you a percentage of the materials, all right, especially if they're custom materials, up front before you begin. All right, so don't assume that, you know, because it's a renovation loan or 203K, you may hear that tossed around, that you're not going to get any money up front. That's not always the case. All right. So consult with your customer, consult with your renovation lending specialist, and they could tell you whether or not the program you're in allows you to get money up front. If you can't get money up front because you're not in the right program, your money's guaranteed. Your money's guaranteed with us. You do what you say you were going to do, and there's a check waiting for you. And I can tell you, I've heard a lot of contractors tell me, you know, that they go into some big projects a little sketchy about whether or not the customer has the money in their bank account. Think about it. In that case, you have no idea whether or not they actually have the money to do the job that they hired you to do. So there's the money up front issue. We have loans that allow disbursement, you know, half up front and some for materials, especially if the materials are custom. Okay. Second is contractor validation. Wow. There's one that can get confusing. Here's the overarching message on contractor validation. Get moving. Do it fast. I recognize home improvement professionals aren't necessarily the best paperwork people on the planet. I know that about you. Hell, what you do is a lot more physical. You're out at houses, you're on the road, all right? Paperwork's not your thing. I get it. All right, however, we don't want you to be the reason why our customer can't buy their house on time. So think about that, all right? Your part in this, especially when it's a purchase, your role in this is peripheral, all right? They could be purchasing a $300,000 house and doing $35,000 in work. Your $35,000 is secondary to us closing the $300,000 house on time. All right, so be sure, you know, that you're working with a lending professional, especially in renovation, that's helping you through the paperwork. They should be interviewing you, man. And if you're a renovation specialist who focuses on renovation financing, I'm going to give you some gold here, okay? You should be interviewing the contractor, writing down and filling out your questionnaire. All right, and I'm going to go over what documents there is for contractor validation in a second, but you should be interviewing the contractor and then sending the contractor via email the documents for him to sign, review, and as he sends you back, and here's the things that we're looking for, generally there's a questionnaire. All right, tell us a little bit about your company, tell us a little bit about, you know, your past customers, you know, give us some referrals. And then we check to make sure that you're licensed, or in some states registered, it's not really a license. And we make sure that you have the proper insurance. In other words, are you capable of doing business legally in the state that you practice in, right? So there's that, you know, and then there's the last piece that contractors get hung up on sometimes is lenders will do some check as to whether or not you've established some credit worthiness. You know, has your company borrowed and paid back on time? Now, I know a lot of home improvement professionals who don't do, you know, the credit, the company credit, you know, and that doesn't necessarily mean you're out and you can't participate. It just means that tell us how you buy materials and how you pay it back on your business. And in some cases, we get those through as well. All right, so it's not 100% that you have to have business credit, but I'd be remiss if I didn't talk to you about the fact that, you know, you should, you know, be prepared to be asked whether or not you have business credit, and we'll look at it and we'll take it from there. Okay, so, you know, you have docs that are in order every single time and it works out really, really well. All right, it always amazes me why contractors don't keep a set of their documentations all the time. I mean, they do need to be updated. So it's not like, and here's another misnomer, it's not like once you are validated, then you are a, and I've heard this term thrown around, 203K contractor. There's really no such thing. There's no such thing as a 203K. FHA doesn't approve contractors. Chances are you're going to be required to submit contractor validation documentation on every single transaction you do. So be prepared. It's not a lot of work, you know, but it does need to be done the specific way the lender wants to do it. So again, we don't want you to be the reason why our customer is held up, especially if it's a purchase. Man, that can get painful. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, your deal's not closing on time and your seller might not sell you the house. Why? Because your contractor refused to give us his insurance. That's not a very good conversation, okay? So know when your customer's getting involved in a renovation loan, all right? And when the guy calls you from the lender, or the girl calls you from the lender and says, here, I'd like to get you validated, stop, drop, and roll, baby. Do this thing. It only takes a few minutes. You know, get it done, get us what we need so we can get your section done and get on to purchasing the house, man. Okay, so that's number two. Number three, all right, is understand your project moves in stages after we close. Here's what I mean by that. The more detail allows for your payments to flow to you better after you close. So here's what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna show you an example. Take a look at this. Okay, so let's take a look at some of my best practices for building a great contractor bid. I'm going to start out with just some standard info here. So let's go ahead over to the standard info button here. And you notice just a couple things an estimate should have on it. A, your information, email, address, the customer's information, so we know that you're talking about the right property. And how about a description of the project? Nothing major, but enough for us to understand what's being done. And you'd be surprised how many times we don't get a date. Look at the way that the bid is broken out with a line item description, material and labor separate, okay? So let's take a look at what we see, which may be good for a non-finance project, but not good for ours. I chose electrical here, and you can see that the description is probably something you and your customer would be able to understand. And it's a bulk price. Everything is in the price, right? That's not so good. Let me show you what we like to see and what will help out. Remember, stages, right? So in this case, it's the same work being done, however broken out in stages. You know, in this case, the electric broken out in, you know, stages of the project, so you know what to get. There's a lot more description, as you can see. And then material and labor are separate, not lumped into one item. And then the total on the bottom of the entire job. This way, as your job progresses, we know what to pay you based on the work being done. All right, so not that difficult, not that difficult at all. And there you have it. Those are some of my best contractor bid practices for renovation lending. I hope it helps. Pretty cool, right? So I think that you should have gotten some value with, I mean, look at it. There's a couple of ways that we see contractor bids come in. I'm trying to give it to you in a way where after closing, All right, there is no confusion about how you get paid in the stages that you do get paid. And a lot of that has to do with the way that your bid looks up front. You do that right, man, it's smooth sailing after closing, okay? Because you guys got a lot of stuff to get to that shouldn't involve the how you get paid, all right? Last but not least, if you wanna know how to optimize your bid every single time so lenders treat you really, really well, all right, and customers understand that, hey, this guy's done this before, he knows what he's doing with this, and that you get paid well, message me. Send me a message after watching this video, all right, find me at any of the places that I told you before, all right, and I'll give you a free consultation on how to set up your bid for renovation financing. We're not here to tell you what to charge, we're not here to tell you how to do it, all right, what we are here to tell you is what the contractor estimate needs to look like, all right, in order for us to fund the project. The loans are based on the after improved value. So we really have to drive that the what you and the customer agree to do to the house actually happens. All right, so I'd love to help you set up that bid process so that you can participate in more purchase transactions, so that you could use after improved value to help out customers who already own the home and they need the bank to consider after improved value to do your project. I want to help you with that too. So if you want to learn, again, how to optimize your bid, all right, to participate in renovation lending, I want you to message me. I want you to reach out to one of us. I want Caliber Home Loans, all right, to be your confidant when it comes to this space, renovation lending. All right, I love working with home improvement contractors. Absolutely love it. All right, what I want to do is make your job less painful when you're participating with renovation lending. I get it all the time. There's a contractor in my neighborhood who I run into every now and again, and I might see him in the grocery store, you know, and he'll yell across the vegetables, "I hate that 203K. I'm never doing one again." Right? So, I get it. You know, and we've actually turned him around. He's done a few more since then, but I'll never forget the vegetable moment. But whatever, you know, the point I'm trying to make is I get the pain that you feel. I want to make it easier on you. Go ahead and message me if you want to get a really good consultation on how to optimize your bid for participating with 203Ks, or as I call it, home loans with built-in renovation financing. All right, almost summertime, contractors, time to swing the hammer. I want to help you do more business. We'll talk to you soon. I'm Sean Thompson.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.